interview segment this morning. Joining me live on the air and in studio today is the CEO of Star Valley Health. That is Dan Ordina today. Good morning, Mr. Ordina. How are you this morning?
Hey, good to be with you again, Duke.
I appreciate you taking some time as always. And big things always happening at Star Valley Health, and no exception with that today, as you've rolled out the MyChart with your new Epic record system. We had some more of your leadership team on the air recently to talk about this rollout and how things going with this transition. So far, so good?
Oh, you know what? It couldn't have gone better. I first want to make sure that we do a shout out and a big thank you to all of our employees and our board members. You know, without their dedicated efforts, we wouldn't have been able to pull this off. And then lastly, I want to make sure that we thank our patients. They've been very patient, no pun intended, as we've gone through this transition. And so the community's been very supportive, and we're very excited about what this holds for delivering healthcare in the future for the communities that we serve.
Well, we had Jeremy Price on the air recently. He's your VP of Provider Services, and he talked about going with Epic and the rollout to MyChart and what it means. From your standpoint, Dan, tell us what this means to have a hospital the size of Star Valley Health to be able to use this records keeping system, because from what I understood from Jeremy, this is kind of a big deal for a small community hospital.
It really is. When you look at the major healthcare systems in the country, the vast majority of the bigger hospitals use Epic, and by us having Epic, patients that have records at, like, for example, the University of Utah, we're going to be able to see everything that's been done at the University of Utah, and vice versa. So if somebody goes down to the University of Utah, the doctors down there are going to be able to see things. It eliminates duplicity of tests, lowers healthcare costs that way, and what it really does is it just makes things readily available at a patient's fingertips, so there's visibility and easier access to the medical records of each and every patient, and that's what we want to do. We want to make things easy for our patients and help them to navigate what can be a very complex system.
Yeah, and specifically with what's called MyChart, I mean, this really puts someone's own personal records right in their hand. Tell us more about MyChart.
Yeah, so you can the functionality of MyChart is you sign up for it. You can download the app, and it's under MyChart. And once you have it registered with Star Valley Health, any type of test, any type of interaction that you have with Star Valley Health, you can see it immediately on your phone, and so you can do such things as, you know, request and manage appointments, request prescription refills. You can view your test results. I mean, I love going in. Once I get lab work done, I immediately, as soon as those test results come back, they're put into MyChart. I get an alert, and I can see whether or not my cholesterol has gone up or down. And then I can follow up with the physician. The physician sees it. There can be some messaging going back and forth with their teams. And so there's this high level of engagement that takes place, so you can be very proactive of managing your health.
Star Valley Health CEO Dan Ordina in studio this morning. Of course, Star Valley Health has really grown geographically over the last number of years, and we're talking Mountain West Orthopedics and your physical therapy departments. Is MyChart connected into all those departments as well?
Yeah, that's one of the challenges of having a very spread out delivery system, and so what we want to do is make things consistent for anybody that touches Star Valley Health. And so all of these all of these locations that we support will have MyChart, and again it's helpful, because if they go to another organization that does have Epic, and University of Utah is the one that I use as an example, their seamlessness in the medical record, and and you don't have to worry about, you know, the dysfunction that takes place of going to one location and then them not having the results or what took place there. It just makes it really easy to be consistent with delivering the medical care that's necessary.
Perfect. Well, of course, the Lincoln County Fair begins Saturday and will be all next week. Understand that Star Valley Health will have a presence there to talk to more people in person about what they're offering with MyChart.
Yeah, we're a major sponsor of the fair. We view that as an opportunity to engage face-to-face with the community. And so we're going to have a booth, and we're going to do a big push for MyChart. And so we're hoping that people will come by. We're going to try to make it really fun for folks. If they take the time to just stop and sign up, they're going to get either a T-shirt or a 40-ounce tumbler. You know, while supplies last.
Sure.
They're also going to put their names in a drawing for some pretty awesome prizes, like a trip to Cabo.
Wow.
Electronic mountain bike, an e-bike, Apple watches, ski passes. So we're going to just try to make it fun for folks to, get MyChart, and they won't be displeased with if they win a trip to Cabo.
No, not at all. Well, I will say this. I did go through the registration process of MyChart myself, and it was, you got to put in the basic information. It was really easy. It wasn't hard to do at all. But if someone wanted just maybe some assistance to go through those steps, I mean, stop by the fair booth. That seems like a perfect opportunity there.
Yep.
So
and then you can go to starvalleyhealth.org. You can talk to anybody at the hospital. We'll get you in touch with the right people if you're struggling signing up, because again, the more people that we have signed up, the more that we know that patients are getting their information and we feel like we're engaging with them.
Your doctors and family providers may not agree with this, but I always felt like eating fair food doesn't go towards your cholesterol. And so when you're signing up for this MyChart at the hospital booth, you can take your fair food with you, and it doesn't count.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's off the record.
Yeah. When you come, make sure that you have an elephant ear in hand with butter and honey on top of it. So
exactly. Well, that's Dan Ordina, Star Valley Health CEO. Anything we missed that you wanted to mention today?
No, it's just an exciting time, and we appreciate the community support, and a lot of great things are happening at Star Valley Health. A lot of changes, but those changes are meant to support in the future the growth that will be happening in the community and the outlying communities that we serve, so that we can bring in more physicians and keep healthcare local, so that we can reinvest those healthcare dollars into Wyoming and not necessarily into Utah or Idaho.
Yeah. Yeah, and maybe while you're on that subject and while we have you in studio, give us an update on the Alpine facility that's been running now for over a year, I believe.
Yeah, it obviously a lot more space than what was up there. Right now we have urgent care and primary care going, and then we are starting the process of putting the final touches on construction plans for the remaining 10,000 square feet, which will have an emergency department and some procedure rooms, operating rooms, so that specialists that are visiting and folks that want, up north, they'll have a little bit more convenient access to some of those services. So we're really excited to finish up that project.
Yeah. Emergency response in Alpine, that's going to be a big deal. What's your estimated timeline for that part of the facility?
Yeah, we're hoping to have everything completed by June, July of next year.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, because it's already enclosed, and so we don't have to worry about, the winter.
The shell's there, right?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, there's some things we have to do on the outside for like an ambulance bay. We're hoping to have everything done in about a year from now.
Excellent. All right. That's Star Valley Health CEO Dan Ordina. Appreciate your time.